So as you see, this text is extremely difficult. Somebody who's streetwise, but what it caused me to do is it caused me to do some thinking. So before I actually start talking about the text, I'm going to show some pictures of a video that I made of the forum that I was at. That's the UCC forum in Germany that I had to speak at to represent Grace and to represent the Ohio Conference in the partnership of 25 years. The reason that I went to Germany. This is a huge deal in our partnership church in Westphalia. The people gather to learn and to be together and to be in community. And they were so hospitable to the 5 from Ohio and the 2 from Indiana, Kentucky, who joined them on this journey. So watch this movie, video. So many of those people, some of them were German youth who had been here for partnerships. Some of them are new German youth that came to do counseling at church camp. I don't know, Gwen, did you recognize 2 of them? Judith and Daniel? Yes. Yes, those were the 2 that were talking. There was also Marvin, who was here last year, and Benny, who was here a couple years ago. The partnership is important for all of us to learn that the church, God's grace, is with us no matter where we are. They were so excited, the banners of our own United Church of Christ. They made sure we could hear those things that were in our ears hanging down when the Germans were talking. We were being translated to. When we were talking, many of them understood the English, but some of them also had the translators in. It was an experience of grace to be able to represent us in Ohio and at Grace Church to continue that partnership. So one of the things that Krista, she was in the blue shirt with the white pants, what she would like is for us to have a partner church in Germany. So we're going to begin working at that, to begin to have a partner church in Germany. And they work in many ways. Some just become pen pals. Some travel back and forth and spend every couple years a group coming to Ohio and a group going to Germany. But because we are who we are, and because grace happens, and because we are in 200 years of celebrating grace, it was important for me to share those words with the folks there. So it was a blessing to be part of this partnership and represent us and Ohio. Which leads me to the text. You see, the text talks about you can't serve both God and money. You can't serve both God and the bank. Luke is concerned about our relationship. That's what the whole thing is about. Luke is concerned about relationship to wealth and how it affects our relationship with others. Some of those conversations happened at Village Haas at the forum. But it really brought home to me when I got home on Tuesday night very late, and my luggage did not. No idea where my luggage was. And then I looked at the text and went, oh, you can't serve both God and money. Well, I thought, okay, it showed me, okay, fine, don't worry about it. Don't worry about your luggage. It's just stuff. Then I'm like, well, yeah, okay, it is my stuff. And yeah, I could replace the clothes. Yeah, I took some of my favorite clothes with me, but I could replace them. But it's those presents I bought. Again, you can't serve God and money. And I worried myself, and I kept telling myself, no, 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 don't worry. If it appears, great. If it doesn't, it's okay. And again, I worried, and I fretted, and I kept saying, oh, it's just my clothes. I can buy new clothes. Yeah, they might be some of my favorites, but I can buy new clothes. But it's those presents. I spent time really thinking about what, and I didn't buy anything really expensive. They were really little things. But I want to, you know, you can't serve God and money. This text kept coming back to me. If you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. If you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? No worker can have two bosses. You can't serve both God and money. And then Luke, you know, Luke's talking, and it's like concerned about our relationship to wealth and how that affects our relationship with others. And right again, God was telling me, look, if your luggage comes, great. If it doesn't, it's okay. You're not paying attention to serving me. It reminded me again that God calls us in certain ways, in certain places, and God challenges us to be part of the community of faith. So as we continue to move through stewardship, and next Sunday when we gather in our Stewardship Sunday and we talk about our faith promise, what we give to God, whether we increase our giving in money or we increase our giving in time, Whether we just say, this is all I can do. But it's about how we relate to God and to each other. So next Sunday when we come forward, there will be baskets. There will be a basket to put what you're pledging, what you're giving to God, your faith promise. There will be a basket that has your name. And there will be a basket for time and talent sheets. So that when we come together, we are reminded that we can't serve both God and money. How we live our lives, how we serve God, comes out in how we share those. So yes, I was challenged this week. My luggage did come. It came yesterday morning or late at night. After much talking to the Indian Jet Airways and to Toronto, and we think it probably got stuck in Toronto in the 7 hours layover there. For some reason, it couldn't get to the plane to Cleveland. But even more important than that is it challenged me to look at who God is in my life. How am I serving God? Am I serving God more through my money? Or am I serving God more in my actions and how I give and respond to God? Luke is concerned about our relationship to wealth and how that affects our relationship with others. And did you hear this other part? I want you to be smart in the same way as the crooked manager, but for what is right. Not to just live, but to really live in God. So my challenge to all of us, can't serve both God and money. How are you serving God? How is your mind around what God is calling you to do? That's our challenge every day. That we live and breathe and have being in God. Thanks be to God. Amen.